It is 7 to 5. Ender Brady, good afternoon.
Hi, Ollie. Good to speak to you.
You too, Ender. The Jimmy Savile of football has been found guilty.
So this is a man called Barry Bennell, who was a soccer coach in the 80s from Manchester City, Crewe Alexandra. He then went on to Stoke City. He abused hundreds of schoolboys, and he has been found guilty now at Liverpool Crown Court. The jury came back with the final verdicts yesterday afternoon. 50 child sex offences Barry Bennell is guilty of this time round. He's 64 years old, and he will be sentenced at Liverpool on Monday. And the men who came forward, they're men now, they're my age, mid to late 40s. They were all schoolboy footballers in the northwest of England, late 70s, early to mid 80s. And Bennell just gave them horrific, horrific abuse. And I've never seen a more disturbing court case. Extraordinarily brave men who came out onto the steps of Liverpool Crown Court yesterday, waived their right to anonymity and spoke so movingly about what this monster did to them, pretending to be their soccer coach when he was a serial pedophile. He'll be jailed on Monday.
Now, what's the Church of England asking people to give up for Lent?
Well, it's a very interesting social development here. Church of England have come out and asked people to stop using single-use plastic for Lent. And they say that, quite simply, the Christian way of life is to care for the planet, and this is the best thing that can be done in 2018. Stop using single-use plastic. So a lot of people talking about, you know, when I was a kid, it was all giving up chocolate or giving up sugar in my tea or whatever, which probably explains why Irish people have such bad dentistry. But here we are in 2018. I'm in rural Cheshire today, and I'm just looking. I'm parked up by the side of a road outside Crewe, where that guy Bennell used to coach those kids. And I'm just looking in the ditch here, and there's plastic in front of me, not 6 feet from my car. It's everywhere. It's a scourge on the British countryside. I don't know how bad it is in Australia, because I don't see enough of it. But single-use plastic is absolutely everywhere, and we're running out of time. So good on the Church of England. I think it's great leadership and a great idea.
Well, we are banning single-use plastic bags here in Western Australia from the middle of the year, so maybe we are one step ahead.
Brilliant.
Ender. And is there a row threatening to derail Manchester United's season?
Yeah, back pages today have an interesting take on this. Paul Pogba, the multi-million pound signing that Manchester United brought in, Jose Mourinho, the manager, and Pogba, the papers reckon, there's a little bit of a fallout brewing. Pogba wants to play in a more creative role. Mourinho wants to keep him in a more restricted midfield role. And apparently Pogba is not happy at all. And they're getting a lot of this from the French newspapers. So someone is talking to someone. Be interesting to see how it pans out. Just on one last point, Ollie, before you go. The issue is plastic bags, single-use plastic bags. I read this week, if Henry VIII had used a plastic bag, it would not have degraded by now. It would still be rattling around the countryside. There you go. Isn't that shocking?
Fun Facts Friday. Ender Brady, go and enjoy your weekend.
See you, Ollie. See you on the